This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. Our topic today, do not grow weary. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. My name is Russ Earle, coming to you from the Ulagal Church of Christ here in Ulagal, Oklahoma. Our topic today is Do Not Grow Weary. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, in verse 13, Paul says, "But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. It's easy at times to grow tired and discouraged. We labor and reap what seems to be very little. We may go door-knocking with little success. We may hold a gospel meeting or lectureship and very little show up to support it. We may teach Bible classes and have very few attend. We may even preach a lesson, and meanwhile, we see people falling asleep in their seats. It's during times like these that we really have to focus on the task we have set forth. We have to remember that everyone, even the apostles, had hard times. In Acts 14:19-20, Paul is stoned for preaching the truth, but then returns into the city on his way across the land. He obviously wasn't well received, and despite such hardships, he continued to preach the gospel. Never did he stop. In the book of Jeremiah, we see his attitude toward hardships in chapter 20, verses 10 and 11, when he says, "For I heard many mocking, fear on every side. Report, they say, and we will report it. All my acquaintances watch for my stumbling." Verse 11 says, "But the Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail." It's hard to stay upbeat or happy during times of hardships. Paul reminds those at Galatians 6, verse 9, that they will reap if they do not lose heart. The verse says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." These words should remind us that we are not the only ones who can grow weary. Bible class teachers and preachers can at times grow weary when it seems as if the congregation isn't responding to God's word. They can begin to feel as if they are doing something wrong or that they are no longer successful. It's during these times that we should remember Paul's exhortation to those at Thessalonica in 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 13. Members themselves can also grow weary. If they feel that the congregation isn't growing, they may start to point fingers and blame others for the congregation not growing as they feel it should. However, as Christians, we cannot allow the feeling of weariness to burden us down. We sometimes have to remember the blessings we currently have and the good things are going well. It's when we forget about the blessings we're currently enjoying that we can fall prey to becoming weary and then slack off in our work as a Christian. Consider the words of Paul this time in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all." Paul here is telling them that if they abide in Christ always and don't lose heart, then they will find peace. Not just in one area in their lives, but he says, in every way. Paul also gives them words to remember when he says, "The Lord be with you all." We know this is true in Matthew 28, verse 20, when Christ says, And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." When we grow weary from doing the labors of the Lord, we can remember that he is with us. He knows the hardships and tribulations involved in doing the Father's will. In Hebrews 4 and verse 15, we learn that he was tempted as we are. We can be tempted with the idea of giving up and not wanting to continue when things are not so easy. Paul here in 2 Thessalonians doesn't want these individuals to grow weary while doing good. Neither should we. We are told that our hope is to be in Christ. 1 Peter 1 and verse 13 says, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We can rest assured of our hope in Christ. When we do this, we should not easily grow weary, but to pick ourselves up and to carry on the work that needs to be done. Let's not grow weary in doing good, but by doing good cause those who do evil to grow weary. Let's close with Jeremiah 20 and verse 11. Here the Bible says, "But the Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten." Thank you for listening today to Exhortations.